Hallelujah. Good evening. Everybody awake, ready to praise the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. You ready to hear the word of God taught to your heart? You ready to cast out any devils? You ready to get rid of any of yours if you have any? You are? Well, that's a nice group of people, you know. I've ministered to people. They want to keep their devils. They did not want to get rid of them. I was in Mexico once in a Methodist church, and they had people in there. It was, I don't know how many people were there, a great crowd, several hundred, and they wanted me to pray, but they didn't want any power. And they lined up in front, you know, and I'd pray, and I'd think, my God, these people, they will not receive any of the power of God whatsoever. There was a lady named Mrs. Webb who went to that church, and she had interpreted for me in Mexico before. And then this night we went to her church. You talk about dead. I mean, these people were not lively stones. They were dead stones. But you know what? I finally broke through. And the power of God started ministering to those people. If I recall, and I have a pretty good memory, I laid hands on 8 people before I broke through anybody or anything. And then the power began to flow. And I tell you, it was a blessing to see the power of God flow into those people. That's my ministry. That's what I'm about. Casting out devils, heal the sick, raise the dead, and cleanse the lepers. Bob Carpenter is going to be reading from Acts 21, and we're going to see what God wants to say. All right?
Verse 1, and it came to pass, after we were gotten from them and had launched, we came with a straight course unto Coos, and the day following unto Rhodes, and from thence unto Patara. And finding a ship sailing over unto Phoenicia, we went aboard and set forth. Now when we had discovered Cyprus, we left it on the left hand and sailed into Syria and landed at Tyre.
This is Paul now on this ship, right?
Right.
All right, let's go.
For there the ship was to unlade her burden. And finding disciples, we tarried there 7 days, who said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not go up to Jerusalem. And when we had accomplished those days, we departed and went our way, and they all brought us on our way with wives and children till we were out of the city, and we kneeled down on the shore and prayed. And when we had taken our leave one of another, we took ship, and they returned home again. And when we had finished our course from Tyre, we came to Ptolemais and saluted the brethren and abode with them 1 day. And the next day, we that were of Paul's company departed and came unto Caesarea. And we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, which was one of the 7, and abode with him. And the same man had 4 daughters, virgins which did prophesy. And as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. And when he was come unto us, he took Paul's girdle and bound his own hands and feet, and said, Thus saith the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle, and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. And when we heard these things, both we and they of that place besought him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, What mean ye to weep and to break mine heart?
Amen.
For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And when we would not be persuaded, or when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, The Lord, the will of the Lord be done. And after those days we
just a minute.
Yes.
You know, the Spirit of God was warning Paul to not go. But he didn't. But you're going to have problems if you do. I read that for years. I could not comprehend anybody disobeying the Spirit of God. But God was warning him of what was going to happen to him. And I finally saw that God's will would be done. And that's what they said, right?
That's right.
God's will be done. When you read the Bible, You have to read, and you need to get understanding. And that's one of the seven spirits of God that you find in Isaiah chapter 11. Go ahead.
Verse 15, "And after those days we took up our carriages and went up to Jerusalem. And there went with us also certain of the disciples of Caesarea, and brought with them one Mnason of Cyprus, an old disciple with whom we should lodge. And when we were come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. And the day following, Paul went in with us unto James, and all the elders were present. And when he had saluted them, he declared particularly what things God had wrought among the Gentiles by his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified the Lord and said unto him, Thou seest, brother, how many thousands of Jews there are which believe, and they are all zealous of the law. And they are informed of thee that thou teachest all the Jews which were among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children, neither to walk after the customs."
This was a great contentious moment where the gospel had not been preached, and they were used to keeping Moses, the law of Moses, the Ten Commandments. And they were told to forsake Moses and follow Jesus and the gospel. Did you know some of the greatest problems that I've run into with my ministry is telling people that the Ten Commandments are not for you, that if you're righteous, they are for the disobedient, the lawless, a whole string of religion, of sins, and you will find them listed in 1 Timothy chapter 1, I think, beginning with verse 9. Go ahead.
Verse 22, "What is it therefore? The multitude must needs come together, for they will hear that thou art come. Do therefore this that we say to thee, we have four men which have a vow on them. Them take and purify thyself with them, and be at charges with them, that they may shave their heads, and all may know that those things whereof they are informed concerning thee are nothing, but that thou thyself also walkest orderly and keepest the law. As touching the Gentiles which believe, we have written and concluded that they observe no such thing, save only that they keep themselves from things offered to idols, and from blood, and from strangled, and from fornication."
I want to comment. Somebody told me that some ignorant person that wrote on a blog, I think, was mocking those four things that the Holy Spirit and the apostles told them to obey. You know, these people are nothing but a bunch of vipers, a bunch of snakes, and they that do that mock the Holy Ghost. You'll go to hell, and you'll burn in the pit the rest of your life with that kind of talk. Unreal how ignorant you people are. Go ahead.
Amen. Verse 26, "Then Paul took the men, and the next day, purifying himself with them, entered into the temple to signify the accomplishment of the days of purification, until that an offering should be offered for every one of them. And when the 7 days were almost ended, the Jews which were of Asia, when they saw him in the temple, stirred up all the people and laid hands on him, crying out, Men of Israel, help! This is the man that teaches all men everywhere against the people and the law in this place, and further brought Greeks also into the temple, and has polluted this holy place. For they had seen before with him in the city Trophimus, an Ephesian, whom they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple. And all the city was moved, and the people ran together, and they took Paul and drew him out of the temple, and forthwith the doors were shut. And as they went about to kill him, tidings came unto the chief captain of the band that all Jerusalem was in an uproar, who immediately took soldiers and centurions and ran down unto them. And when they saw the chief captain and the soldiers, they left, beating with Paul. Then the chief captain came near and took him and commanded him to be bound with two chains, and demanded who he was and what he had done. And some cried one thing, some another, among the multitude. And when he could not know the certainty for the tumult, he commanded him to be carried into the castle. And when he came up on the stairs, so it was, that he was borne of the soldiers for the violence of the people. And the multitude of the people followed after, crying, Away with him. And as Paul was to be led into the castle, he said unto the chief captain, May I speak unto thee? Who said, Canst thou speak Greek? Art not thou that Egyptian which before these days made us an uproar and led us out into the wilderness 4,000 men that were murderers? But Paul said, I am a man which am a Jew of Tarsus, a city of Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city, and I beseech thee, suffer me to speak unto the people. And when he had given him license, Paul stood on the stairs and beckoned with the hands unto the people. And when there was made a great silence, he spake unto them in the Hebrew tongue, saying, and that's the end of that chapter.
Amen.